Master. Master, wait up. I can't keep up with you. I'm not used to all this traveling around, I admit. Do you think that we could take a break or something? No, of course, I understand we have somewhere that we need to be, but please, do you think that we could, just for a little while, and then we can get back on track? Thank you, Master. I knew you would understand. Is here fine with you? Goody. I don't know. This patch of dirt just looks so soft. And the grass right next to it, covered in morning dew. It smells so sweet. Whatever. It's not like you would understand. Well, you're from here, aren't you? You get to see all this stuff all the time. Absolutely not. I don't miss my home one bit. It's always hot and dry and dark. I don't know. I like it much better up here. With you. Even though you can be a little bossy sometimes. And a little grumpy. Oh, I'm just kidding. Master, if I could ask one more thing. You know what? Never mind. Well, you made a face when I said that. And that usually means you don't want to hear what I have to say, so just forget it. Are you sure? Well, I, wanted to ask a favor. But I don't want you to get mad at me. Or feel like I've been asking too much of you. I know you hate being late, and I'm already asking for a break, so, it's really okay if you say no. Well, I was wondering if you thought I've been doing a good job lately, then maybe you could, can you play with my hair? Please, Master. Just a few head pats or scratches behind my ear. Only if you think I've been doing good. I don't want to ask for anything that I don't deserve. Maybe. It's fine. You can just forget it. Really? Are you sure? I don't want to ask for too much. You want me to say please? Of course, Master. Can you play with my hair? Please. Edda. It's nice. No, really, I like it. And some scratches behind my ear? Oh, right. could you please give me some scratches behind my ear, Master? Only if you want to, of course. Oh, right there. Ah, it's been killing me our whole journey, I swear. I couldn't reach that spot for some reason. I mean it. Just feels better when you do it. I don't know why. I can't help it. You always seem to hit just the right spot. And you make my itch go away. You'll do more, right? I was wondering if I could lay down on your lap, maybe? Only for a little while, and then I promise, we can go. Really? Okay. Does this mean you think I've been doing a good job lately, then? I worry about it so much. I just want to be the best that I can be for you. That's good. Really? No, I'm okay. You're just, not always the most expressive. You're so often stoic. I can never really tell what you're thinking, or if you're mad at me. But I try my best for you. To be a good pet. I just want to make you happy. That's all. And I hope I do. Why are you apologizing? Oh, no, you look sad. What did I do? Please don't cry. I didn't mean to upset you. I just like spending time with you. That's all. I love you, Master. You're so important to me. I'm so very thankful to be yours. I know normally we keep our distance from each other, but with your permission, perhaps we could hug? I have never seen you upset like this. I don't know how to comfort you, but I can try. Come here, then. It's okay. Whatever it is that's bothering you, I'll try to make it better. I promise. I don't want you to ever have to worry about anything. If I have to, I can be strong enough for the both of us. But you two take care of me. What do you mean? No, it's not your responsibility to be bubbly with me. Not if that's not who you are. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel like you were lacking in any way. I just, like I said, I have a hard time knowing what you're thinking. Sometimes, that's all. Well, I appreciate that, Master. And that you're willing to make an effort to speak your mind more. I think it'll make traveling together a lot more fun. Not that it wasn't already. It's been the most fun I've ever had. Really? You feel the same way? I never would have guessed. Well, I'm very happy to hear that, Master. Being able to silly me. Now it's I who am at a loss for words, it seems. No, I'm okay. I'm glad we stopped. Even if it'll make us a bit late. Oh? You too. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Sure, time may not be on our side, but at least we have each other. That's what really matters, right? Is there something else you wanted to say? No? Well, in that case, there was one more thing I hoped I might ask. Well, it's just earlier. You know how I spoke about us keeping our distance from each other? Since we're... Well, at least to me it seems this conversation has led to us trying to be closer with one another. I was just wondering if... Maybe you would be open to other levels of intimacy. After all, it's just you and I traveling together. No one else, and rarely do we stumble across civilization. Only occasionally when we stop to restock on necessities and such. I just thought I could be of service to you in that way. It could help us both let off some steam, if you got what I'm trying to say. We can start small if that would make you comfortable. I could demonstrate to you the benefits of allowing such actions to occur between us. You wouldn't have to do much. Just sit there and relax. Allow me to take care of you. And prove to you that I can be a good pet. What do you say, Master? Will you let me? Please, I want only to make you feel good. Will you let me? Really? Well, to remove this. Only a little bit. What? How else am I supposed to suck your cock? Why do you look so surprised? Was there a miscommunication? Bold. Yes, I would say so, but... Well, if you're the one learning to communicate better with me, I suppose I had better take the lead every once in a while. I was only giving you an example of what clear communication might be like. You can do the same in the future if you're ever... Having urges, I'd be more than happy to take care of them for you, Master. Would you look at that? Seems like you're having an urge now. and I'd be more than happy to take care of it for you, Master. All you need to do is say yes. Please, Master. Like I said, I will have to remove these. I'm so excited to see it. All this traveling together we've done. I've only ever caught a few glances. Oh, you know. Whenever you take it out to go pee, or sometimes you'd wake up with a tent pitched and you'd get so embarrassed. Or sometimes I'd even wake up before you. And it was so hard from whatever dream you were having. And you would just be moaning. I'd push my ass up against it, hoping you were dreaming of me. But now, I get to see it in its full glory. No barrier between me and it. What? Is there something wrong with what I said? I think that's a good describer for it. Was it wrong with me to say? It is. Your cock is beastly, Master. Too big for me. I wonder what I'm gonna do with all of it. Thank you for letting me suck your dick. Thank you. What's wrong? Are you coming? Here. And then I'll go. Most of it got in my mouth, which is exactly where I wanted it to be. Thank you, Master, for allowing me to make you feel good. I'm so happy that I did. I love you, Master.